Today is April 24th. Welcome on in to Daily Cards Live here on ClaibsOnline.com. I'm Joe Roderick. He's Bob Ramsey. And we're brought to you each and every day by Royal Banks of Missouri and Munganass St. Louis Acura. Rammer, a quick show today before a 12:15 start time as you get set to go on the air with Frank Cusimano over on 590 The Fan. And I imagine you guys are going to have a lot to talk about here at 10 a.m. when the doors open to the clubhouse, because plain and simple, you win a walk-off with a walk-off home run on Monday. You come out, you hit a home run in the first inning on Tuesday, and then it was just completely flat once again. That cannot happen if you want to be a winning baseball club like the Cardinals were yesterday.
Yeah, two ways to break it down. One of the 14 runs, that's, of course, disgusting. And not much the offense can do about it, but they can do something about only scoring one run. And I think that's what you're talking about. That's the flat part. How do you let that happen? And that, I think, the offense is more of the problem. Look, Steven Matz is Steven Matz. And he's just okay. He was bad. You go to Thompson because you're trying to save the rest of your staff. You got a day game after a night game. Okay, yeah, the pitching staff had a stinker of a game. But one run again, this is a trend that goes beyond a win or a loss, and it's very concerning.
Yeah, you're talking about one run yesterday. You had no runs on Saturday. You are next to last in the National League right now when it comes to scoring. And it's a trend that's worse than what it was last year. And you've shook the lineup a bit. There's not a whole lot more you can do at this moment, especially when there's certain guys that can only play one position on this team. There's not a whole lot. I mean, right now, if you want to get Brandon Crawford some at-bats, the only person he can replace is Mason Winn, who's your best hitter in your lineup right now. So unless you go to Brandon Crawford and say, hey, listen, I know you've been playing short for 20 years. How do you feel about playing a little second? It's one of those things where the answers aren't really apparent. You have Michael Ciani, who is your only center fielder. He's out there every day. Everybody else has to play around him. I don't know what the short answer is here.
Well, Brandon Crawford certainly isn't it.
I'm just throwing ideas out there of other guys on the roster. That's all I'm doing.
The only thing he's an answer to is a trivia question.
Right.
His career. I'm not against him. You bring him in, but when everybody's healthy, he can't be on the team, is what I'm saying. And it doesn't matter. Even if you – he just – so there aren't really any answers.
And that's
players
the thing, yeah.
Playing bad have to play better.
I'm not pining for him. I'm not sitting here campaigning for Brandon Crawford to be the answer and saying we need the guy that finished what fourth in MVP voting in 2021 to come out and save us. No, that's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is the options aren't there on the bench. The options aren't there in AAA. There's no who?
So JC.
Okay. You bring him up and he plays second. Okay. My point
is to keep running the same guys out there. I think we're agreeing.
Yeah.
Running the same guys out there when they're not performing is a real problem. And I think we agree the fix to the offense is not readily apparent and certainly is not the flipping of a switch. I think we agree on that.
The Cardinals will go Kyle Gibson on the mound today, 1-2 with a 5.04 ERA. We do not have a lineup yet for the Cardinals. The Diamondbacks have released their lineup for today. Pavin Smith leads off. He's in right field. Blaze Alexander is at short. Jock Peterson DHs. Christian Walker at first, Eugenio Suarez at third, Jake McCarthy in left, Corbin Carroll in center, Kevin Newman at second, and Tucker Barnhart is behind the plate. Jordan Montgomery gets the start today for the Diamondbacks. I believe this is his second start as a member of the Diamondbacks so far.
Yeah. You know, the one guy in the lineup you mentioned who I went from being one of my least favorite players to suddenly my favorite, Jock Peterson. He's cut down on his strikeouts and really playing good baseball. That's what more players in the major leagues need to do. He's become much more valuable, in my view, by cutting down on his strikeouts. I've become a fan. And then obviously the storyline will be Montgomery, a guy you wish you had in your starting rotation. Would have been a huge upgrade. Now, you should have signed him. Okay, I get that. It wasn't easy dealing with Scott Boras, who I believe has since been fired by Montgomery. So there are some extenuating circumstances there, but it will be a tough pill if he shoves today.
Yeah, in his first start of the season, he went 6 innings, allowing 4 hits and only 1 earned run. That was a solo home run, and struck out 3. Of course, signed so late into the offseason, beginning of the season this year, that he was not able to be an effective opening day starter for the team. Actually signed March 29th, which I believe was the day after opening day. I think the opening day this year was March 28th. And Jordan Montgomery signed with the Diamondbacks on March 29th. So absolutely no spring training for him, and getting his first start just 5 days ago for the Diamondbacks. You would imagine everybody fresh today for the Cardinals. They have a day off tomorrow before they head to New York. And you want to talk about another struggling franchise, the Mets right now too, are probably in the same boat as the Cardinals, with all kinds of talent on paper that you look at and you scratch your head and you wonder why it's not coming together. So it's when we talk tomorrow about it, the Mets right now hovering right around 500, Cardinals 10 and 14 going in to their game today for the to wrap up their series with the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, so we can preview that tomorrow. They're better, not only on paper, but in reality. So they're better. Is there a disappointment in New York? They're always disappointed in New York. So I don't worry about that. They're better than the Cardinals, period.
Well, now that you finish watching this live, you can go over to your radio. You could turn on 590 The Fan, and you can listen to Rammer and Frank Cusumano talk more about last night's game and ahead to whatever changes might be made today. Because at some point, more changes have to be made than just moving Paul Goldschmidt from 2 to 5 or 6 in your lineup. And we will see what occurs today in this afternoon game. We'll be back tomorrow at some point, recapping today, looking ahead to the weekend in New York. Until then, we are brought to you each and every day by our friends at Munganass St. Louis Acura and also Rammer Royal Banks.
Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Give them a call, 314-212-1500, or go online to royalbanksofmo.com. Royal Banks, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
He's Bob Ramsey. I'm Joe Roderick. This has been Daily Cards Live right here on Claves Online.
Hi, everybody. I'm Peter Munganass with Munganass St. Louis Acura, here to talk to you today about some benefits of Acura's certified pre-owned program. After passing a 182-point multi-point inspection, Acura backs all of our certified pre-owned cars with a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Munganass St. Louis Acura has new inventory arriving daily. Come on into Munganass St. Louis Acura today, meet our award-winning team, and find that perfect certified pre-owned Acura for you.